searchitchannel.com partner news podcast for the week ending October 17th, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
Today we'll be joined by Rivka Little, Senior News Writer, who will be calling in from the Ingram Micro Venture Tech Conference in San Diego. Thanks for joining us, Rivka.
Thanks for having me. Hi, guys.
How's the conference going?
The conference is actually very interesting here. I would say if there's one word, or maybe two words, that were to best describe this conference, it would be change and economy.
Sounds like the presidential debates. What's the general tenor about the stock market and what's going on here? How worried are people?
People are pretty concerned. This morning, Greg Spierkel and Alain Monet, who are the CEO and COO of Ingram Micro, actually took questions from the VTM Council. These are all guys that serve SMB companies. And so the first, I would say, five questions were all related to the economy, whether it be how the economy will affect resellers or as importantly, how the economy will affect Ingram Micro itself. Now, Ingram had told me before I got to San Diego and, you know, repeated that the credit crunch will not affect their business. They will be able to continue to extend lines of credit to their resellers. That being said, Greg Spierkel, the CEO, made it very clear that, yes, North America is soft. It's not happened in other markets. They're not seeing the same problems yet in Asia and certainly not in Latin America. Excuse me. But they are seeing it here. And how that will trickle down, he was just really honest. He said, I just don't know how that will trickle down just yet. He did stress that Ingram is sitting on a decent pot of money. He doesn't think it's going to have any, you know, disastrous effects, and they are reporting their financials next week.
So when you say soft, he's talking about demand for tech products, not demand for credit per se.
Right, demand for tech products. Mm-hmm. And there's a big but in all this, which is that he said he has not seen a pullback in the SMB market, which for these guys here, since they serve the SMB market, was really good news. In fact, he said SMBs and their solution providers, or really SMB solution providers, tend to do better in times like this because IT staff get laid off in SMBs, or in fact, they just don't have them. And they need to depend more on their solution providers than ever before. Now, whether or not that's, you know, sort of rah-rah speak to keep people on board or truth is, you know, sort of questionable. But it seemed like most of the solution providers here have said to me, and I talked to many last night, they see deal time taking longer. They are concerned about what's to come, but they're not struggling yet.
And, you know, a lot of times when vendors and talk about how the tend to put the, you know, lipstick on a chicken view on the economy. And, you know, a lot of times when the economy turns south, like the people who are involved in software as a service will say, well, our model is better because there's not as much capital expenditure and people can spread out payments over a subscription model. Are you hearing that there? Is this making SaaS more attractive perhaps to small and medium-sized companies? Or
yes and no. There's some really interesting talk about SaaS and managed services here at Ingram VTN. One of the things that they are stressing to partners in general is to work on their own liquidity, to not depend on credit or to not need to have to depend on credit so much. And that relates to SaaS in a few ways, but the main one is that Alain Monet told me after his speech that a lot of these companies will have to learn to change their business models. In other words, they might now sign deals where they're making $1,000 a month for 5 years, but they're not going to have that windfall in the beginning. They're not going to have the, you know, million-dollar windfall when people buy all sorts of hardware. So that can play out either way, depending on how these guys position themselves. If they have the money, if they're sitting on the money right now to be able to sort of pan out this new business model, it could work out for them in the long run. But he was sort of saying, you know, a lot of these guys are used to these, you know, windfalls, and they function like that for a while, and then they buckle down and make the next big deal. And that's not going to happen as much if, in fact, SaaS does take off.
Right.
So You know, it's interesting. That being said, also, they said, you know, SaaS is not taking off in the way that everyone says it is, at least not in the SMB market. That came from both Ingram and the solution providers. What the solution providers I spoke to did say is that managed services are taking off. They are beginning to see much larger margins, but even with the much larger margins, they're not making the same money because you just don't make the same money as you do
when
you
sell a big money. It's spread out over a length of time. Are most of these people offering Ingram's managed services?
That's interesting. Some are. The younger guys are. But one guy said to me, and this is a direct quote, although he asked to be off the record, old farts like me have better business processes in place, and we can offer these services on our own if necessary. And so sometimes it helps us to work with Ingram and sometimes not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of changing the dichotomy in the relationship between solution providers and Ingram, because Ingram has always driven cost, 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 sell, 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 and this is not necessarily going to be the case with services.
Is there anything, any particular technology other than SaaS that seems to be a hot spot there? Anything?
Yeah.
Are people talking about iPhones or what?
I'm definitely not talking about iPhones. There's a lot of talk here around green, which surprised me because, you know, we've been hearing the green mantra for a long time, and yet most solution providers I speak to say, oh, give me a break. You know, that's not really happening. But the tone here is different, and I think that's because, you know, you open up the Wall Street Journal and they'll tell you basically every day the only technology getting funded right now is green technology. And there was one solution provider saying, well, you know, what we've done is gotten in on the construction side of things so that when companies are building sort of green buildings, we're getting in at the beginning of these projects. And one guy said, you know, we just got into $1 billion construction deal. He said, I'll take an eighth of a point of that. Be happy.
Like getting in to do the cabling, or what do you mean?
They're getting in to help to help set up these new green buildings with most green technology possible.
Hmm. Great. Well, Rivka, it sounds like there's a lot going on there. Thanks for calling in, and we'll be looking forward from your coverage for your coverage out of VTN.
Thanks for having me. Bye, guys.
To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Barb Darrow,
and thanks for joining us.